Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Los Angeles, the Win Without Competing show with Dr. Arlene Barrow, host and creator of the Right Fit Method, the key to professional and personal success. Now let's join Dr. Arlene.
Welcome to episode 110 of the Win Without Competing show. Build your brand on no erroneous assumptions. Trump did. If Trump had made the same erroneous assumptions that Clinton did, he would not be President-elect Trump. Author Erica John said, "We create our own prisons." Is your prison erroneous assumptions? Let's examine some of these erroneous assumptions that the Clinton campaign made, as well as the media, the establishment, and millions of Americans, which facilitated the Trump victory. Then we will analyze the erroneous assumptions that you are making, which could stop you from achieving unparalleled success. 7 key erroneous assumptions. Did you make any of these, and did any of these influence your vote? In other words, if you are making assumptions that are erroneous, then your decisions could also be wrong. Number 1, blue states will remain Democratic. 2, polls with name brands are reliable and valid indicators of who will win the election. 3, women will select a president based on gender. Political and or military experience is necessary to become president. Obama's support, number 5, of Clinton would positively influence the outcome of the election. 6, voter behavior is predictable based on past performance. 7, spending enormous amounts of money on the ground game is necessary to win the election. Trump made none of these assumptions, nor did his campaign. Instead, they focused on the changes that needed to be made in Washington and the impact of these changes on the American people. They did not imprison themselves with the assumption that they must be politically correct. Instead, they were politically incorrect, making the need for political correctness an erroneous assumption. I repeat, making the need for political correctness an erroneous assumption. What is fascinating to me is that Trump, a billionaire entrepreneur, has never held a job. President of the United States will be his first job. We will be his employer, and he reports to us. It is noteworthy that he has been bypassing the media and speaking to us directly via video to update us. The messages are carefully crafted for clarity, avoiding ambiguity. The video approach reduces the power of the media to spin the information. It's amazing how hard the media works to dissect the smallest morsels of information and try to find something wrong with it. Trump's reporting strategy on cabinet picks and other key positions befuddles the media. They are confused by his gradual release of candidates considered and candidates selected. The media continues not to understand with whom they are dealing, even though they have studied his behavior for a year and a half. They are clueless. Do you understand Trump's strategy? I do. I will discuss it later in the show. I predict that Trump will never stop tweeting. Another approach to bypass the media. tweeting, tweeting, and more tweeting. You. Yes, the topic is you. What erroneous assumptions are you making about your career which are stopping you from achieving unparalleled success? Let's find out. Erroneous assumption one. Professionally prepared resumes will present my brand. Absolutely not. I have reviewed thousands of professionally prepared resumes, and I cannot find any brand. I wouldn't say never, but rarely. The same is true of business websites, which are sterile and anonymous. Employers initially spend seconds looking at a resume. The brand is the hook to entice them to look further. You do not want a brandless resume. Erroneous assumption two. Employers need to interview many candidates to compare and contrast them to identify the best. Nonsense. Employers need to select the right fit candidate. Comparing and contrasting candidates does not yield the right fit nor the best. If all the candidates are the wrong fit, and then the employer picks one, what have they picked or who have they picked? They've picked the wrong fit, of course. Comparing and contrasting does not yield the right fit. Erroneous assumption three. Candidates cannot close on the first in-person interview. Hogwash. If a candidate wants a position, it is critical to close fast. If you can close on the first in-person interview, you will stop the employer from interviewing other candidates. I refer to this as stop the employer from shopping for candidates. Your goal on the first in-person interview is to convince the employer that you are the one right fit for them. Do you know how to do this? I do. If you skillfully use my right fit method, you can close on the first in-person interview as long as you make no erroneous assumptions. Erroneous assumption four. Hiring marketing firms to blast your resume from Burbank to Bombay is a wise approach. If you believe that turning your resume into spam is wise, so be it. Moreover, if a search firm presents you to their client employer and they are already have your resume, they cannot represent you. Unknowingly, you shot yourself in the foot. Remember, your resume presents you, a precious commodity. Treat yourself as a precious commodity. Do not allow your resume to be blasted from Burbank to Bombay. Capturing the right fit job is a complex task. Do not make the erroneous assumption that you can wing it. Learning how to use the strategies that constitute my right fit method are critical to achieve unparalleled success. After you capture the right fit job, then what? That's the beginning of a new journey. It's amazing how fast employers change their minds about right fits. It's up to you to convince them that you are not just the right fit, but invaluable. Do you know how to do this? I do. You may use, or you must use, my right fit strategies. Can you imagine that anyone could present 40 right fit candidates with one employer and place all 40 in three different countries? That's exactly what I did. My client was the founding editor-in-chief of what is now the number one health and medical website in the world, WebMD. I made 40 right fit placements, and that was the large, significant test, or the big test for a big success for my right fit method. And that is the subject of my book, Win Without Competing, nominated for a Business Book Award. I wrote it for you to teach you and others how to use the method. When the book was published, I was flooded by phone calls from candidates who wanted to master the method. As a result, I expanded the services of Barrow Global Search, a retained executive search firm founded in 2003, to include business, career, and personal consulting and coaching, focusing on my right fit method. I structured the firm to serve our candidates and employer clients nationwide. Our offices are located in Westwood, adjoining UCLA in the Tower Building on Wilshire Boulevard. We provide our services by phone and meet in person with local clients and those who fly to Los Angeles for our advice. To contact Dr. Arlene directly, call 310-443-4277 or email drbarro@barroglobal.com. drbarro@barroglobal.com. Interested in mastering my right fit method? Email your resume to resumes@barroglobal.com for me to evaluate your brand. I will contact you and give you my feedback. To learn more about my right fit method, go to winwithoutcompeting.com. You will see the book, the app, I Brand You for Hire, Rate Your Brand Zero to Hire, radio show, blog, newspaper column on stress, Beverly Hills Courier newspaper column on stress, praise for the right fit method. Small business owners and solo entrepreneurs have significantly benefited from our services. I invite you to call us 310-443-4277. I hope that I will be hearing from you soon. Remember this, it is all about branding you without the shackles of erroneous assumptions. Eliminate those erroneous assumptions to set the stage for unparalleled success. Curious about learning more about Trump's strategies so you can use them too? Give me a call or email me. Thank you for joining me today for episode 110 of the Win Without Competing show. Goodbye for now. This is Dr. Arlene.